Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, and actually for the next few weeks, we'll be talking about a person's animal health or veterinary job search. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
So, Stacy, what was the impetus behind this series of podcast episodes?
Well, multiple things, actually, starting with the fact that I believe a person should be as prepared as possible for their active job search. And second, I also believe that every professional should almost always be conducting a passive job search. Because even if you're already employed, it's a good idea to stay open to opportunity and be willing to listen if a better job opening is available or presented to you.
Sounds good. Let's jump right into our topic. Many of us experience fleeting thoughts about exploring new career paths, but how do we distinguish between a passing whim and a genuine need for change?
Well, that's a great question, Caleb. It's entirely normal to have occasional doubts or frustrations about our jobs. But when those feelings persist and start to impact our overall well-being and professional growth, it's essential to take notice. Today, I will be sharing four key signs that indicate it might be time to seriously consider launching an animal health or veterinary job search.
Fantastic. Let's begin with the first sign you mentioned earlier.
Of course. So the first sign is feeling a lack of progress or forward motion in your current role. Have you ever found yourself putting in maximum effort day in and day out, only to feel stagnant and unfulfilled? Do you feel as though you're stuck in a rut with no clear path for advancement or skill development? If so, it's crucial to recognize that your current position may not be aligning with your long-term career goals.
That is certainly a sobering realization for many listeners. Can you elaborate on the potential consequences of remaining in a stagnant role for too long?
Absolutely. So remaining in a role where you feel stuck can have detrimental effects on both your professional and personal life. From a professional standpoint, stagnation can lead to feelings of disillusionment and disengagement, ultimately impacting your performance and diminishing your chances for advancement. In addition, prolonged stagnation can hinder your skill development and marketability, making it increasingly challenging to pursue new opportunities in the future.
It is clear that recognizing and addressing stagnation is crucial for continued growth and fulfillment in one's career. Now, let us move on to the second sign you mentioned.
The second sign is when your performance is not anything to write home about. If you find yourself struggling to muster enthusiasm for your work and your efforts are merely meeting minimum requirements, it is a clear indication that something is amiss. Passion and genuine interest are powerful drivers of performance, and when those elements are lacking, it is challenging to thrive in your role.
That is an important distinction to make. Could you share some strategies for individuals who find themselves in this situation?
Yes, I can. So for individuals experiencing a lack of passion and engagement in their work, it's essential to reflect on what truly motivates and inspires them. This may involve exploring new projects or responsibilities within their current role, seeking mentorship or professional development opportunities, or even considering a career pivot if their interests lie elsewhere. Ultimately, prioritizing alignment between your passions and your work is key to unlocking your full potential and achieving fulfillment in your career.
Wise advice, Stacy. Now, let's delve into the third sign you highlighted earlier.
The third sign is when you don't enjoy the thought of advancement within your current organization. While it's natural to aspire to climb the corporate ladder and pursue greater opportunities within your field, it's essential to consider whether those aspirations align with the culture and values of your current employer. If the idea of advancing within your organization fills you with dread rather than excitement, it may be a sign that it's time to explore other avenues for growth and development.
That's a thought-provoking perspective, Stacy. Could you elaborate on the potential implications of ignoring these feelings of dread?
Certainly, Caleb. Ignoring feelings of dread or reluctance towards advancement within your current organization can lead to prolonged feelings of dissatisfaction and disengagement. In addition, it may result in missed opportunities for personal and professional growth, as well as hinder your overall career trajectory. By acknowledging and addressing these feelings proactively, individuals can take control of their career paths and pursue opportunities that align with their aspirations and values.
Thank you for that insight, Stacy. It's evident that self-awareness and introspection play a crucial role in navigating one's career journey. Now, let's move on to the fourth and final sign you mentioned earlier.
The fourth sign is when thoughts of quitting become increasingly frequent. As the saying goes, where there's smoke, there's fire. Similarly, when thoughts of leaving your job start to dominate your mind on a regular basis, it's a clear indicator that something isn't right. Whether it's dissatisfaction with your current role, conflicts with coworkers or management, or a misalignment between your values and the company culture, it's essential to recognize and address these concerns before they escalate further.
That's a poignant reminder, Stacy. Could you offer some guidance for individuals who find themselves grappling with these persistent thoughts of quitting?
Of course, Caleb. So for individuals experiencing persistent thoughts of quitting, it's essential to assess the root causes of their dissatisfaction and explore potential solutions. This may involve having open and honest conversations with supervisors or HR representatives about your concerns, seeking support from mentors or trusted colleagues, or exploring alternative career opportunities that better align with your values and aspirations. By taking proactive steps to address these concerns, individuals can regain a sense of control over their career paths and make informed decisions about their next steps.
Thank you for these valuable insights, Stacy. It's clear that recognizing the signs indicating it might be time to launch a job search is the first step towards reclaiming control of one's career journey. Now, for our listeners who resonate with any of these signs, what's the next step?
The next step involves two things that you must know before starting your animal health or veterinary job search.
And what are those things?
Motivation and priorities.
And can you elaborate on those two things?
Absolutely. The foundation of any successful job search lies in comprehending your motivations and priorities. Imagine constructing a building without a solid base. It's bound to crumble. Similarly, if you embark on a job search without clarity on why you're seeking change and what you're seeking in your next role, your efforts may yield little success. Your job search necessitates a sturdy groundwork, and that foundation is laid by understanding yourself and your aspirations.
That is a compelling analogy. So, how can one go about determining their motivations and priorities before starting their animal health or veterinary job search?
It begins with introspection. Set aside time to reflect on why you are contemplating a job change. Are you seeking career advancement, a better work-life balance, or a more meaningful role? Once you have identified your motivations, the next step is pinpointing your priorities. What factors hold the utmost importance to you in a job? Is it salary, company culture, growth opportunities? By discerning what truly matters to you, you can streamline your job search and concentrate on opportunities aligned with your objectives.
And taking the time for self-reflection seems crucial. Once someone has identified their motivations and priorities, what's the subsequent step?
The subsequent step involves weighing your priorities. Not all priorities carry equal weight, and it's vital to discern which ones are most significant to you. For instance, if career advancement ranks highest on your list, you might be willing to compromise slightly on salary or commute time for the right opportunity. By prioritizing your criteria, you can make more informed decisions during your animal health or veterinary job search, ensuring you focus on opportunities that genuinely align with your aspirations.
That is a practical approach. So to summarize, understanding our motivations, identifying our priorities, and then weighing those priorities are pivotal steps. How can working with a recruiter aid someone in navigating this process?
Working with an animal health or veterinary recruiter can be immensely beneficial for multiple reasons. First, recruiters possess a profound understanding of the job market and can offer tailored insights and guidance specific to your industry and career objectives. They can also assist you in clarifying your motivations and priorities, serving as a sounding board throughout your job search journey. In addition, recruiters often have access to unadvertised job opportunities, broadening your scope of options. Overall, establishing a rapport with a recruiter expedites your animal health or veterinary job search and enhances your likelihood of finding an ideal fit.
It sounds like a collaboration with a recruiter can provide a significant advantage. Stacey, what else would you like to discuss today about a person's animal health or veterinary job search?
I would like to conclude today's podcast episode by talking about the importance of being prepared for a job search, especially mentally, and why a person should approach their job search without being fearful of change.
Stacey, why is preparation so critical when it comes to a person's animal health or veterinary job search?
Well, preparation lays the foundation for a successful job search. It is about equipping yourself with the tools and knowledge necessary to navigate the competitive job market effectively. When you are prepared, you exude confidence and professionalism, which can significantly enhance your chances of landing your desired role.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Preparation isn't just about updating your resume. It's about understanding your unique value proposition and how you can effectively communicate that to potential employers. What are some practical steps individuals can take to prepare themselves for their animal health or veterinary job search?
There are several key steps individuals can take to prepare for their job search. First, they can conduct a thorough self-assessment to identify their strengths, skills, and areas for development. This self-awareness will enable them to tailor their job search strategy and position themselves as strong candidates.
Self-assessment is definitely a critical first step. It is essential to know your strengths and weaknesses before embarking on the job search journey. What comes next after self-assessment?
Once individuals have a clear understanding of their strengths and career goals, they should focus on crafting a compelling resume and LinkedIn profile. These are their marketing tools, showcasing their skills and experiences to potential employers. It is crucial to tailor these documents to each job application, highlighting relevant achievements and experiences.
Now, customizing your resume and LinkedIn profile for each application can significantly increase your chances of getting noticed by recruiters. What other aspects of preparation should job seekers pay attention to?
Another important aspect of preparation is honing interview skills. Job seekers should practice common interview questions, refine their storytelling abilities, and conduct research on the companies they're interested in. In addition, building a strong professional network can provide valuable support and opportunities through a person's animal health or veterinary job search.
Networking is indeed essential in today's job market. It can open doors to opportunities that may not be advertised publicly. Now, let us shift our focus to mindset. Stacey, why do you believe it is essential for individuals to approach the job search with a sense of anticipation rather than fear?
Well, fear can be paralyzing and hinder individuals from taking risks or seizing opportunities. On the other hand, anticipation fosters excitement and motivation, driving individuals to explore new possibilities and embrace change. Viewing the job search as an adventure rather than a daunting task can make the journey more fulfilling and rewarding.
I love that perspective. It is all about reframing the job search as an opportunity for growth and advancement. How can individuals cultivate a sense of anticipation as they navigate the job search process?
Cultivating anticipation involves adopting a positive mindset and focusing on the potential opportunities that lie ahead. Setting realistic goals and milestones can provide a sense of direction and progress, keeping individuals motivated throughout their job search journey. Additionally, seeking support from mentors, peers, or career coaches can offer encouragement and guidance during challenging times.
So setting goals and seeking support are excellent strategies for maintaining a sense of anticipation and momentum. Now, let us dive deeper into the role of networking in the job search. How can networking help individuals uncover opportunities and approach their animal health or veterinary job search with anticipation?
Well, networking is a powerful tool for job seekers as it enables them to tap into hidden job markets and gain insights from industry professionals. By building meaningful connections and fostering relationships, individuals can expand their professional network and have access to exclusive job opportunities. Networking also provides a platform for individuals to showcase their skills and expertise, making them more visible to potential employers.
Networking isn't just about collecting business cards. It's about building genuine relationships and leveraging them to advance your career. What advice do you have for individuals who may feel intimidated by networking?
Well, networking can indeed feel daunting, especially for introverted individuals or those new to the job market. However, it's essential to remember that networking is a two-way street. Instead of focusing solely on what you can gain, approach networking with a genuine interest in learning from others and offering value in return. Start by attending industry events, joining professional groups, or reaching out to individuals within your network for informational interviews. Building relationships takes time and effort, but the connections you make can pay dividends in your career journey.
That is great advice, Stacey. Building authentic relationships is key to successful networking. Now, let's discuss the importance of resilience in a person's animal health or veterinary job search. Rejection is inevitable, but it's how we respond to that rejection that matters. How can individuals cultivate resilience and maintain a positive attitude in the face of setbacks?
Resilience is essential in the job search journey as it enables individuals to bounce back from setbacks and persevere in the face of challenges. Cultivating resilience involves developing coping strategies, such as reframing negative experiences, seeking support from friends and mentors, and maintaining a growth mindset. Instead of viewing rejection as a personal failure, see it as an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. By embracing setbacks as part of the learning process, individuals can build resilience and continue moving forward towards their career goals.
That's such a powerful mindset shift. Viewing setbacks as opportunities for growth can help individuals navigate the ups and downs of the job search journey more effectively. Now, before we wrap up, Stacey, do you have any final words of wisdom for our listeners embarking on their animal health or veterinary job search?
Yes, my final piece of advice would be to trust yourself and your abilities. The job search journey may have its challenges, but with preparation, anticipation, and resilience, you can overcome any obstacle and achieve your career aspirations. Remember to stay true to your values, stay focused on your goals, and never lose sight of the incredible opportunities that await you.
Well, Stacey, we are out of time today, but thank you so much for joining us and for all of this great information about navigating a person's animal health or veterinary job search.
It's been my pleasure, Caleb, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.